The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Matt Canada. Maryland hosts Ohio State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Coming off a tough loss to Indiana, great win for them. Our kids played very hard. We just didn't make the plays we needed to make to win the football game, but certainly proud of how hard our guys played. Tremendous challenge this weekend against a very good Ohio State football team, and excited for our seniors to be honored on Senior Day and go out and play very hard and see what happens.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions, let the queue fall on 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Oh, thank you very much. Hi, Coach. I was wondering if you could kind of give me a summary of what Trey Watson has meant to your defense, you know, him coming along there, and obviously with 5 interceptions, he's one of the more active linebackers in that category in the country, and just what he has meant to your defense.
Yeah, I think he's come in and really earned the respect of the team. Kind of any time a guy transfers, as we all know, there's a, you know, a process of kind of becoming part of the team. I think he's handled it extremely well. He's earned the respect. He is a leader by nature, so he does do a good job leading our defense and helping lead our football team, only being here for such a short time. And obviously what he's doing on the field, he's active, as you mentioned. He's around the football. Obviously, even the pick he had Saturday was a deflection, and he was just where he was supposed to be, and he's always, you know, he's just one of those guys that's around the ball and certainly making a lot of tackles. So I think he's been a huge addition to our football team and our entire program, and obviously defensively for sure.
Hey, and one other quick thing. I know, you know, your offense coordinator, you're paying attention to this, but number 39 on Ohio State's defense, his name's Malik Harrison, outside linebacker, but what do you just see from him that stands out as you watch video of the Buckeyes?
Well, I would, you know, I think they all stand out. I mean, I think that's the thing that's hard about when you play a football team like this is they have such good players, and obviously they do a great job with, you know, the scheme. And look at, you know, last week they didn't let those guys move the ball. So I think they're all very good players, and I think as a football team we have a tremendous challenge of trying to find a way to move the football a little bit. Obviously you have to score points, because then you look at the other side and, you know, they're explosive on offense, and they've shown they can, you know, score a lot of points. So a tremendous challenge for us.
Hey, thank you, man.
All right, thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Matt. Could you just kind of address your quarterback situation, obviously losing Kasim? What does Terrell give you?
Well, I think, you know, Pate comes in and certainly gives us a running threat. If he runs the ball, and, you know, a little bit different, a different player than Kasim is, but throws the ball very well. Thought he came in and played well Saturday. You know, he's coming off of a knee as well, and has, you know, progressed through that and probably almost back to where he wanted to be. But it certainly, as we all know, takes some time, especially for a runner. So he gives us that. He's, you know, he's played a lot of football. He's, you know, he's not like he's first game he's ever played. So he'll do a good job. The kids respond to him very well.
And just in a general sense, and I know you've addressed this in different forms over the year, but just what's it been like to serve in your capacity this year with all that swirl around the program?
Oh, obviously the loss of Jordan is certainly first and foremost what we have dealt with as a program. And our kids have done such a very good job of being there for each other. And I think leaning into each other and mourning together, and we've kind of gone through all that together. And I think our football players have done a great job of playing for each other and playing very hard. And you know, we obviously haven't won as many as we've wanted to win, but that's always the case if you don't win them all. But I'm certainly proud of our guys, and that's been the focal point.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Steve Hillwalken, 24/7 Sports.
Coach, good afternoon. Thanks for taking time here to answer a couple of things. Ohio State and Maryland, this rivalry since it started up in 2014, it's been rather one-sided, and Ohio State's put up 62 points against Maryland each of the last 2 years. Just from a psychological standpoint, what are the battles you guys face in saying to this team, that's history. And I mean, you guys obviously have won some important games this season already to prove that you're a quality team. But just what do you do, I guess, to overcome that idea that, you know, here we go again if it gets that way?
Well, all we can do is focus on today, and you know, we that's been our mantra throughout the season with everything that we've gone through, that let's enjoy the day, let's be together today, let's work hard today, and every game is the most important game because it's the next one, and that's where we are right now. And tremendous respect for Ohio State, tremendous respect for the program and what it's done over so many years. But obviously, we're just focused on this season and this game, and we're going to go out and play the best we can, and excited to play. You know, not everybody gets the opportunity to play a ranked opponent. Not everybody gets the opportunity to play college football. So our guys realize how fortunate they are, and they're going to embrace it and be excited about it.
Yep. Another thing I wanted to ask, I mean, you're at 5 wins. If you can get to 6 with one of these last 2 games, or 7 with both of them, just the idea, the importance of getting that extra couple weeks of practice and a bowl game, and just what would that mean in the overall arc of this program and getting things back up where you want next year?
Yeah, I think that would be great for the young players, and certainly for this program. Obviously, we all know when you're fighting to get over the hump, the bowl practice and obviously the bowl trip is great reward for the players, and opportunity to play another game is a great challenge for everybody in the program. But you know, the thing that a lot of people don't realize that you obviously do and mentioned is the practice and the, you know, getting your younger players coming along. I think there's some really, really good young players here, really, really talented young players. And obviously it would be great to reward the older players and get to work with the younger players longer. But as you mentioned, we have 2 very challenging games coming up. So we're going to go out and play the best we can. Hopefully we can find a way to play very well on Saturday.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, I know this is your first year here, so you haven't seen the other Ohio State Maryland games, but in terms of skill positions, Maryland's had those. It's been in the lines that's been the difference. How well equipped do you think that your offensive and defensive lines are now this year to handle Ohio State?
Oh, I don't know if anybody's handled them yet, right? I don't think we're there, but I do think we're experienced up front on both sides of the ball. I think our kids are working very hard, excited to play, and you know, I think that's the beauty of what we do. We all get to play every week, see where we're at. But I think, you know, when you look at the history and the, you know, tradition of the program that is Ohio State, the great job they've done, you know, in recruiting, they continue to bring in player after player and up front stuff. You know, that's what takes the longest normally to get a program turned. And as everybody knows, it's you continue to recruit and work and you get depth up front. As you finally get that done, that's when your program turns. So we're hopeful that that's coming sooner than later for us, but I do think our guys are playing hard.
Okay, and obviously, Dwayne Haskins originally committed to Maryland. You weren't there. What are your impressions of him, and what kind of a difference would he have made at Maryland, you think?
Oh, I can't speak to that. I think my impression of him, he's a tremendous football player. Obviously, he's a great leader. You can see him by, you know, revolves around and plays for him. And he's made some tremendous plays and doing a great job leading our football team. So great respect for him and everything he's doing for Ohio State.
Yeah. Thank you, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.